Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
God, I love it.
Hey, we're better than Weenie in the Butt.
I don't know, but we robbed everyone of the Ramos show.
Hyped. And Danny G. But you know what? Hyped. They're here with us today. The whole crew is here. And a big shout out to Vito, who's the mastermind, the wizard behind all the production here. Vito. We got Ramos.
Oh, Vito.
Hola.
We got Danny G. What up, Danny G? Looking handsome.
Yeah, yay.
And, of course, Dan Beyer with the updates. Covino and Rich still here. We haven't retired yet. And, of course, Spotty Boy.
Hey, Spot. Hi.
Hey, Spotty Boy. Thank you for being here, Fox Sports Radio Nation. 877-99 on Fox. What a crazy day.
I'm last. It's like end spot.
End spot.
I woke up today, and I had a bunch of text messages, and that your first thought is like, oh, no. And then it's everyone saying, Tom Brady retires again?
Yes.
2021?
Two, three?
Congratulations, Tom Brady, on your second retirement. I believe him this time, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there just in case so I can say, I told you, man! I knew he'd be back! Because there just seems like so many better opportunities this year than there was last year. But hey, when you're done, you're done. Just goes to show you all the hot air everybody's been speaking for the past few weeks about San Francisco or the Raiders and everything else. You know, it all comes down to him just taking a little jog on the beach and saying, you know what, guys, I'm done.
Jog on the beach, not fun and games.
Not fun and games, even though Wheel of Fortune says so.
Ramos, Danny G, did you see that? Totally ADD radio at its finest. Wheel of Fortune, the final puzzle was fun and games. And the answer was taking a jog. And the guy's like, that's not fun and games.
That's hard work.
I need a new puzzle. Like, what,
that's
fun and games?
That's controversial, man. Yeah. But hey, we're going to have some fun and games today on Covino and Rich.
Wait,
the
we're not
Sloppy
gonna
Joe's of radio. Hey, where I come from, Sloppy Joe is a delicacy. So yeah. I love me some Sloppy Joe. I'll be the Taylor Ham of radio because I'm from Jersey. Rich is from Long Island. And we're ready to have some fun today. But not only Tom Brady in the news. There's two other legends, two other GOATs that also called it quits today.
Yeah.
And we're going to speculate on that, plus midweek major stories in the world of news, sports, and pop culture. We do it every midweek. Are the stories mid, as the kids say? Like, whatever. Week or major?
You're weak.
And again, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Also brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount. Combine that motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. You're right. This is not a day that's only about Tom Brady. I know everyone else in the world of sports and entertainment. Tom Brady, TB12, the announcement on the beach. But there's two other people that also decided to hang it up. And I want to figure out who leaves more of an impact. Tom Brady, after 23 NFL seasons, saying farewell. Dr. Phil. After 21 years, Dr. Phil announced that he is no longer doing daytime TV. The guy that brought us Catch Me Outside Girl.
The guy that sat down with everyone and everyone for the last 20 years.
I mean, he saved and changed lives and relationships and provided us with a lot of daytime television. Dr. Phil McGraw, who we had on our show. Nice fella.
He's like, you guys, I like you guys.
No Hollywood BS.
We should hang out. No Hollywood BS. We should get together.
I looked him up, too. Worth $460 million. Oprah Winfrey put him on the map, took it and ran with it. Got to give him props for that.
So ask yourself, now we got Tom Brady, Dr. Phil, and the third person he announced, after having some health issues, canceled tour dates and has said he is no longer going to perform live. Ozzy Osbourne.
The Prince of Darkness himself. Yeah.
Sharon!
And, of course, the creator of reality television and the godfather of metal music. Yep. He says, it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to share with my loyal fans. His one purpose during this time is to get back on stage. You know, he had a major accident, damaged his spine. And after 4 years and a few surgeries, he said his body's too physically weak to do it. But he's honestly humbled by the fans. They held on to their tickets. And he says it really Fs him up more than you'll ever know.
Spinal.
I should give him my doctor's information. Never would I have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way.
He thanks his family, his band, his crew. And he says he loves you all. Very sad message from Ozzy Osbourne. He didn't want to go out that way. But his body's too weak, didn't recover the way he wanted to, just put out a stellar album. Ton of collaborations recently. So I don't know if he's done making music, but he's done touring.
Well,
so today is a sad day of, wow, three goats are gone in retirements, and it makes you think about your legacy, your life, your retirement. And I'll tell you what, I'm in no rush to think about that. I got buddies my age that talk about it. I'm like, get out of here, man.
Retirement, to me, that just means like one step closer to death.
Yeah. Hey, if
not
you're
to
on
be
your
morbid,
way there,
everybody.
Look,
but no,
then again,
like,
not everybody loves what they do, and I get that, and there's life to live. You know, we're in a fortunate situation where we actually like our jobs. Yeah. We have fun.
But even if we were old and, you know, rich and, you know, I feel like you and I could still, like, do, even if it was like a weekly podcast, like in our diapers.
Hey, Camino, remember when? Wait,
yeah,
who
we
are
could
you?
Talk about old guy stuff, like Rockports and Geritol and just old guy stuff. Hemorrhoid cream.
Welcome to the show, midweek duck feeding.
Exactly.
We're
duck feeding.
Feed ducks and
talk about our great grandkids.
Take a look back in time.
Talk about the good old days, the roaring 20s, the 2020s.
Old school when 80 hits.
Yeah.
New segments.
You could do this, you know, till you're long in the tooth, as they say, like our old buddy. Cousin Brucey.
That's an old guy saying, long in the tooth. You're already there.
I'm already preparing.
Long in the tooth.
But yeah, people got that on their mind today because of three big announcements. I wonder if Dr. Phil's like, hey, you know, Tom Brady stealing my shine today.
Now,
I wonder how he feels about it.
You to take yourself out of Fox Sports Radio sports mode for a second.
I thought the question we were posing is, who do you care least about?
Probably because I'm not at home during the day watching daytime TV, Dr. Phil. But I will ask you.
What does that mean?
Catch me outside? What does that mean?
By the way, my mom, you know, it's a whole, you know what? Write this down, Rich, because if we have time, because we have fun here on Covino and Rich.
Yeah.
Like random parental crushes. Like, I think my mom has the hots for Dr. Phil. And to me, that's weird.
Well, I told you, my mom gave me a really weird text recently.
Yeah.
Where
now save it. Maybe we talk about
okay, weird, you know, who your parents have a crush on.
We had Dr. Phil on our show, and my mom goes, Steven, how blue were his eyes? I was like, what, Mom? Gross. I'm telling Dad. What are you talking about?
I'm telling Dad.
Dad is the only mustache you're allowed to talk about.
I'm telling Dad.
She goes, isn't his eyes so blue? I'm like, hey, relax there, Mom. Getting all hot and heavy about Dr. Phil. You're creeping me out. So maybe that's because I heard Danny G's mom had a crush on somebody interesting, too. So maybe we get to that later if we have time.
That's a fun one. But
anyway, every mom's crush, Dr. Phil.
I want you to really, you know, take your mind out of Fox Sports for a second. Honestly answer, what leaves the biggest impact? Dr. Phil off of TV, Ozzy Osbourne never performing live again, or Tom Brady being done playing football?
Well, think about this. I mean, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys know you're on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, but everyone's going to be like, man, you're talking about Tom Brady. But there's a lot of people that hate Tom Brady.
Take the blinders off, Spot.
Like the blinders, and I'm a big, who loves NFL football more than me? My answer is still Tom, maybe, but I think Ozzy saying he's never going to perform again. I know he's like old and hobbly
it's a
anyway.
Coming of age sort of thing.
No, just knowing that he'll never take the stage again is very
similar.
Did you
guys get to see him live?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, I work for his channel. I'm on Ozzy's Boneyard every weekend on SXM 38.
You know how Covino got that job, by the way? You know, Covino has a rock background, but to be on Ozzy's channel. He actually had to bite the head off a bat.
Yes. True story.
It was disgusting.
Ozzy and Sharon hired me on the
spot. That's how you earned your bat wings?
Yeah, that's how
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, weird, because I have bat wing as we speak. Yeah, it's a little hot in the studio. But I'm on Ozzy's Boneyard, SXM 38, every Saturday and Sunday morning, so you could wake up with me. You know you want it.
Do you send them a little, how do you do, or what?
But you got to think about the impact, okay? Like, I know a lot of people surprised that he's even around still, right? Let's be real about that. It's a miracle that this guy's even alive and kicking. And at a high level, 74 years old, the Prince of Darkness, besides the album sold, some people give him credit for reality TV.
Well, yeah, think about it. In the early 2000s, we were obsessed with a few things. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, The Simple Life. We were obsessed with Anna Nicole Smith, the late, great Anna Nicole Smith, who was hot back in the day, then became a mess, unfortunately. And the Osbournes.
Yeah.
People were obsessed with that show. You got to meet the kids. Sharon became super famous, more than she already was. She
brought you into his home.
She ended up judging, you know, all these reality shows. The Osbournes were one of the first families we followed around.
Had huge cultural impact, for sure. And again, it has nothing to do with the music. The godfather of metal changed the game. You know, he brought metal to where it is today. To, you know, the hard rock, any hard rock band today influenced by Ozzy Osbourne. And it's kind of hard to add up because he had his own solo legacy. But I think if you combine his solo music with Black Sabbath, he's got close to 100 million albums sold. I think anywhere between 70 million, I'm checking all different stats online and everything, but anywhere between 70 million and 100 million albums sold. So hugely impactful and also big news.
Well, you know what's also hugely impactful? Going to 10 Super Bowls,
yes.
Winning 7 of them, holding practically every single passing record in the NFL. And you know what's also impressive? Being on network television every day for decades and having a net worth close to $500 million.
And by the way, you know what these three guys had in common too? Especially Dr. Phil.
Beautiful eyes, according to your mom. What's
beautiful eyes.
Ozzy, you know.
Beautiful eyes. None of them really had to do it for as long as they did it. They did it for the love of the game. All of them. Dr. Phil, once he got linked up with Oprah and sold millions of books or whatever he was doing.
He could have done that for like 5 years.
Right then and there. Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne don't need to be performing in his 70s.
No.
And Tom Brady is 45. He could have walked away 10 years ago.
I thank all of them because I think they did it for the love of the game and for the fans. So I thank all of them on a great career. Congratulations.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say they all cheated to start their career.
Oh, you know, it's possible. You don't know. But, you know,
Dr. Phil, is he a doctor?
Exactly. Mm. Tom Brady. Mm.
No, but I heard he has an MD.
And Ozzy Osbourne. I mean,
he went on the road a lot.
He did his fair share of cheating. So, I mean,
he definitely cheated on his diet. I can tell you that. He wasn't the healthiest guy.
So, as we get past, you know, three legends all hanging it up, it is Fox Sports Radio. So, let's take it to Tom Brady for a second.
Not everybody loves Tom Brady, Rich. The way we love Tom.
Some people hate him, which is equally impactful.
And there's a lot of people, even our very own Ron Parker, that was like, yo, yo, yo. Something along the lines of, you know, hey, we can't forget that he was accused of cheating and Deflategate and all this other stuff. He said, if you're going to bring up all the negative when you bring up greats like Barry Bonds, you got to bring up the negative when you bring up Tom Brady.
Man, Rob Parker's hating, huh?
Yeah. Rob Parker wasn't hating. He was stating on his social media. And I'm only bringing that up simply because not everybody loves Tom Brady
but
the way we do. I found Tom Brady to be a great inspiration.
The big question mark that you don't understand, I don't understand, Ramos, Danny G, Spot, Dan Byer, if anyone in the room understands, please let me know why now, when you came back to Tampa on a mediocre team, you got to the playoffs, one and done,
One of
your least impressive career moments. And now you have the ability to
to fulfill another, that storybook.
Add another chapter.
The storybook ending.
The next chapter would automatically be better. If he went to Vegas, he had all those options. If Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch decided, hey, you know, Purdy's out 6 months. We're going to deal Garoppolo. We don't have that money on the books anymore. Tom Brady's only going to want 20-something million. He's not going to want 40 or 50 like Russell Wilson or Mahomes. Why now? Like, if anything, I feel like...
Any theories?
Giselle's gone. The kids are getting older.
Yeah, I thought, if anything, here's what I was thinking. Just simply to justify his decision to come back 1 year, which sort of cost him his relationship, or at least was the nail in the coffin, I thought for sure he'd be back.
All right, then let me be gossipy. Do you think there's any chance on earth that him and Giselle get back together?
There's always a chance. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And maybe that's it. And that'll make sense. Like, oh, that's why he's
maybe
coming
he would now. Now he's on a mission to like fight for her.
For those of you who didn't see the social media post this morning, when he thanked his fans and family, as he got emotional, you scroll through the pictures, and there was one of him and his kids and Giselle and everything. So, yeah. You know, it's not impossible. Not impossible.
I thought it was weird that he finished it with a jiu-jitsu move.
Yeah. I'm coming for you. Hold on.
She wished him well.
Yeah.
She's like, wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter of your life, Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you think
Was that audio of her, by the way?
That was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Damn, yeah. Okay.
Do you think that was like the fifth take of that? Because there were like airplanes flying by.
Ramos, it's so funny you bring that up. This morning.
There had to be a dog that ruined it one time.
And he couldn't have picked like a beautiful sunny day to make his announcement.
No, added to the somber vibe.
The gloom.
Yo, Ramos, you and I must be sharing a brain, because this morning when Covino and I were doing our podcast, I said, think of every time like my wife takes a picture, or even if you take pictures of your kids or you and your wife. It's always like a bunch of them, and now they pick the best one. I'm like, how many times do you think he was like, hey, Tom Brady here. I want to... hold on, let me clear my throat. Take two.
Hey, what's up?
The damn crow in the background. Hold on, let me try again. Hey, everyone, Tom Brady here, and, you know, I figured... hold on, there's a cop car passing. God damn!
Right? Here's the thing. I think
his phone, there's like 20 outtakes?
I think he did like 5 takes. And then once he got one, he rolled with it. Now it was it. It was all the way through, because you see him getting emotional toward the end. I don't think he could have faked that funk. He's not that great of an actor yet.
I don't know. You haven't seen the movie yet.
I know I haven't. You're right.
I mean,
80 for Brady.
Was he like, hey, guys? No, can't do that. Okay. Hey, it's... No. Hi, it's...
Yo. It's
yo,
me,
what's
Brady.
Up? It's Tom.
It's me.
But again, I thought
the problem. It's me.
I thought for sure with the opportunities available. Think about this. Ready? With the opportunities available this year, with the justification of coming back at all, right? I thought he'd stick it out at least one more year, and I never thought in a million years that the GOAT would go out on that note. Nobody did. So again, little does everyone in the sports world know until he makes that announcement today and shakes everything up, and that really has huge impact on where the rest of the quarterback situation ends up in the NFL.
I think it's fair to say that him retiring wasn't really on our mind. I think you, me, everyone in the room, other hosts on Fox Sports, I think the narrative as of yesterday was, ooh, Niners. Before that,
there was no way he came back for that.
Raiders. Yeah, you came back. So, again, every time there's a breakup, what do we always say? Yeah, there's more to it. It's the dryer light theory. I broke up with a girlfriend once, Ramos, that I lived with, because she kept complaining about, like, I would leave the dryer open and the light would stay on. And guess what? We didn't break up because of the dryer light. It was something else.
But that was the last straw.
Yeah, I feel like maybe Tom coming back. But there was probably more to it. Like, even if he didn't come back to the Bucs this year, maybe his marriage would have been doomed
there
anyway.
There is a tell-all from Vanity Fair coming soon. A Giselle tell-all that comes out in April or this summer. They haven't announced yet. So maybe we get more of the juice, more of the scoop then. But we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, Tom Brady retires at 45. Ozzie calls it quits at 74. Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Says he's done.
Who are you going to miss the most? Who do you not care about at all? Who are you not missing? And any thoughts you have on Brady and why and how? And, you know, as Covino said, Giselle doing the tell-all with Vanity Fair. Ramos, let me put you on the spot. If you did something spectacular, like let's say Ramos was walking down the street and, you know, pulled a bunch of kids out of a burning house and everyone survived and you were a hero.
I did the burning house. So pick another one.
How about Ramos? There was a bunch of kids in a collapsing jumpy jump.
Okay.
And here you are. You're a hero to everyone. And everyone wants your story. Who are you sitting down with? Like, Giselle chose Vanity Fair. Are you sitting down with Oprah? Are you sitting down with, you know, Joe Rogan? Like, who are you telling your story to?
That's a great question.
Weenie
I don't know.
Weenie in the butt in the mornings? Weenie in the butt.
I wonder. Like, who are George Stephanopoulos and Ramos next week?
Wait, how do you just brush over the fact that he said he saved kids from a burning building?
You don't know that story?
Yeah.
No,
he shared that one with Brian Williams.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a story for another day or a very emotional story.
Did Enrique Iglesias sing a song about you? Because
Hero?
Hero. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know this. No, by Ramos, his love of dancing. Ramos, huge dancer. All right, Covino and Rich, and you guys know MGM, the legendary studio that has defined movie magic for generations with iconic franchises like Rocky Balboa, and James Bond. Well, now the legacy continues with MGM Plus, the newest TV and streaming destination for exclusive acclaimed original series and your favorite Hollywood movies.
A new streaming destination. That's big news.
I know.
Catch a new season of gangster drama Godfather of Harlem with Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker.
Love him.
Get lost in the addictive psychological. Then why don't you marry him? Thriller from and join the fight for humanity in War of the Worlds. Go on an epic journey west with Billy the Kid.
Don't miss the powerful docuseries, Laurel Canyon, maybe My Life as a Rolling Stone. Plus, watch hit movies, explore new worlds, cheer for the champion, and fall in love.
MGM Plus is the ultimate escape on TV and streaming. Start your 7-day free trial now. MGM Plus. This is entertainment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
We're getting hyped.
Yeah. I think we're all getting hyped.
Very hyped. Thank you, Ozzy. Thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Thank you, DJ Ramos. Live from the TireRack.com studios, we're Covino and Rich. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time.
Why would you want to talk about that?
I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
All right. Like we started the show with, of course, Tom Brady hanging it up, re-retiring. But let's not forget, Ozzy Osbourne announced, done performing live. And on the same day, Dr. Phil said that after 21 years... stepping away from his daytime TV show.
Though, it feels, remember when Farrah Fawcett died and no one really talked about it because it was overshadowed by Michael Jackson's death?
Yeah.
The reason we're bringing up Dr. Phil. Thank you guys. Covino and Rich, I love you guys. No Hollywood BS. And the reason we're bringing up Ozzy Osbourne is because it's sort of overshadowed, yeah, especially in the Fox Sports radio world.
Yeah, and it's sort of
by
funny
the great
to think.
Tom Brady.
It's funny to think all three of them, whether you love all three of them or not,
they all had a conversation.
Impactful.
Yeah, no, Dr. Phil was there with his family, like, you know what, guys, tomorrow I'm going to make the big announcement.
It'll be everywhere.
It's going to stop everyone in their tracks, right? And then Ozzy was like, Sharon! Jack and Kelly!
Get over here!
Yeah, tomorrow! Right? He's going to make the big announcement. And then here comes Tom Brady. Just C-blocking everybody. Cramping everyone else's announcement.
Ramos, do you have the clip of Tom Brady's retirement?
I do. Let me get it really fast.
Yeah.
Stand by.
I mean, he's on the beach, looking all handsome. Looks like he just got done with a little morning jog. And he just so casually decided, I'm done.
Like, hey,
it made me a little sad.
Hey, it's me. I've decided to
hang it up.
Oh, no. Tom Brady.
Wrong file.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time. So when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Wow. Tough, though. It made me sad. It did. It's like, it's a timestamp. Our careers, Rich, have run parallel to his career.
Yeah.
You know, so it feels like we've been talking about him forever. And
did you hear the outtake, by the way?
What was the outtake?
I wouldn't change. The first one was like, I wouldn't change a thing. You hear that, Giselle? Thank you, everybody. And then he's like, yeah, maybe I should pull it back a little bit. You know, you hear that?
That was definitely like the fifth, sixth take. There's no doubt about that.
I do wonder, though.
I know, living my absolute dream, how could you hate on that?
Even his
parents.
You
know what you got to say? You know what? You did it, Tommy boy. What did they call him? What did his family call him in that documentary?
Tommy.
Yeah, little Tommy. Tommy, you did it, buddy. You lived out your absolute dream, and you made everybody proud. I mean, so what? You cheated a few times. It's all good.
Hey, not now, Rob Parker.
I'm just saying.
Not now, Rob.
No, I'm thinking what other people may be thinking right now. I don't feel that way. Like I said, I'm a fan. You know what? You did your best. You're a great dad. You had a great career, man. You should be proud.
I think
that's pretty awesome. And I got a little emotional sitting there on the ball this morning looking at that.
That's
what he intended.
I saw something. He wanted you to read it.
It was a really sad scene.
He really...
You timed it out for the West Coast.
What did you eat last night?
In your bathroom or his video?
It was sad, bro. Pants around my ankles. I'm looking at the phone. Tom's in tears. I'm a little like emotional about it.
And the smell. My God, the smell.
You know, the dog's scratching at the door. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm having a moment. The whole thing was sad.
What are you doing in there? Leave me be.
Living my absolute dream. You can't hate that.
I saw someone, I forget who, I'll never remember, someone in the broadcasting world, someone we've met along the way, posted their interaction of meeting Tom Brady like a decade ago. Meeting his family.
Mm-hmm.
And his family said, our goal and dream was that Tommy played a couple years in the pros, held the clipboard, backup quarterback, maybe made some money so that he could then pursue a life.
Yeah, they were all just rooting for little Tommy.
Yeah, no one ever imagined the GOAT. 10 Super Bowls, 7 victories, holds practically every record, 5-time Super Bowl MVP.
What if he holds any Ozzie records?
He might. Ozzie's made a lot of records.
Made a lot. How many records? Like 13 solo albums, 19 with Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, 13 solos, studio. And that's studio albums.
You know, let me tell you. You know, Tom Brady had one of the greatest comebacks in Super Bowl history, right? Ozzy Osbourne had one of the greatest comebacks in rock history. Dude, no one was talking about Ozzy.
Oh, God, you know who else? Dr. Phil had one of the best comebacks when Bad Baby said, catch me outside. And Dr. Phil said, what does that mean?
Yeah, that was legendary.
That was a great comeback.
That was legendary.
What does that mean?
What's that mean, catch me outside?
Catch me outside, how about that?
What does that mean?
That was a great comeback.
Catch you outside. That was a great comeback.
Ozzy Osbourne, no one was talking about him for years, right? You know, he did his thing in the 70s, 80s. No one was talking about him. The grunge era was a big thing. Then he comes out with No More Tears. Doom, 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 doom. Dude, smash album. Mama, I'm Coming Home. Sold millions of, like, major comeback. Don't call it a comeback. He'd been here for years, like LL Cool J. You can't downplay his retirement as well. So that's what we're here focusing on. The Covino and Rich Show.
Yeah,
what do you care about least, and what do you think about Tommy?
Let's go to your feedback. And we bring it up because, again, everyone on planet Earth in the sports world is talking about Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady. We figured, hey, mix it up because
who?
Dr. Phil and Ozzy coincidentally both hung it up at the same time. What's up? Richmond, Virginia. Wayne, you're on with Covino and Rich.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, you.
So, as a lifelong Raiders fan, I have an interesting perspective of Tom Brady's career.
Sure.
First off, I hated him. Then grew to love him when he went to Tampa, and it's like, okay, see his personality. You kind of like him there. So, at the end of the day, I am so glad he's gone. Actually, I'm more so miss Ozzy Osbourne. I never got a chance to see him do Crazy Train live, so that kind of hurts my feelings a little
bit more.
Hey,
can I make a suggestion, man? I don't think people do this enough. We're going to see all these Tom Brady highlights. You know, we're going to think about his career. Anytime you think of a band that you hadn't seen in a while or never saw ever, I don't think people do this enough. I say you sit in your living room, pour yourself an old-fashioned, a drink, a cocktail, a nice glass of wine, a beer or something, throw your feet up on the ottoman, turn the fan on so you can pretend like the nice cold breeze is coming in, and just put on a live performance on YouTube, turn on your surround sound, and just take it in.
People don't
do that enough.
If you pop an edible, you'll feel like you're there.
No, that's why I said throw the fan on. I said throw the fan on so you can pretend like you're there at the show.
Are we there?
Yeah, don't take Rich's advice.
No, why not drop some acid while you're at it?
No, I didn't say that, but Danny G.
You'll be in your living room.
You don't do that as often as you should. You'll watch a live, football game. You'll watch a replay, a classic game. But how often do you turn on an old concert and turn on the surround sound and actually take it in? Do it. Because every once in a while I'll do that, especially when I'm feeling nice, Rich. And I'm like, man, I wish I could see Linkin Park again or any band.
Have you ever noticed life always seems to be at its best when a good sporting event is on or some good music is on?
Yeah, that's the truth, man. That's the truth. And I know Ramos could back me up because we talked about it. Elton John, when they streamed his concert on, I believe, Disney Plus, I watched it. And listen, I wasn't at Dodger Stadium, and the camera didn't pan to me like Neil Patrick Harris 25 times in that show. But you know what? I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was, fast forward through what you don't want. And I feel like I was there. I do. Honestly, I feel like I saw the concert. Surround sound, got the Sonos going.
It's an underrated experience. It really is. I mean, it's the closest thing you'll get.
Yeah.
But congratulations to 3 stellar careers.
Tom Brady, of course, and Ozzy and Dr. Phil. As we go to our buddy Dan Beyer. What's up, Dan?
I felt Dr. Phil at times was a crazy train with some of the stuff that was going on there.
Catch me outside.
So Ozzy's going to just stop touring, right? Like, there's the opportunity. Yeah. But
he might make music, but he has said he can no longer perform. So we're done with the days of actually seeing Ozzy perform.
Body's too weak.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, Tom Brady, as you guys were saying, called it quits today. Here's a little bit more of the announcement that he made on social media.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Patriots head coach Bill Belichick released a statement calling Brady the ultimate winner. Leaves the game after 23 years, 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 titles, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, and the NFL's all-time leader in touchdown passes and passing yards. Tom Brady retiring. Some news from 49ers land.
Wait, Dan, you forgot something. Oh, and he got progressively more handsome every year.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, and Dan, that meme is no longer true. Do you remember the meme? It was like he was still the only active person that was drafted by the Expos in baseball.
Oh, yes. I we're all the similar age, and he was like our last string. Like Adam Vinatieri was there for a while, and he called it quits. But Brady was the last hope of anybody our age of still playing professionally.
True.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says he doesn't see any scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo would return to San Francisco next season. John Lynch did give this update on Brock Purdy's elbow injury.
He's continuing to get some different opinions, talk to different people, which I think is smart in an instance like this. There's a lot of smart people out there. You want to make sure you're thorough. You know, the positive bit of news is that it seems to be consistent that the right approach is that one, you know, takes about that 6-month mark.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has cleared concussion protocol. Hall of Fame executive Bobby Bether has passed away at the age of 86. The architect of some of those great Washington teams in the 1980s. The GM of the teams that won 2 Super Bowls and built the other one that ended up winning another in the early 90s. Then he went on to take the Chargers job again. Bobby Bethard was 86 years old. And a couple of interesting scenarios in the NBA, guys, because of travel and the storm that's hit Texas. The Pistons can't travel out of Dallas to play their game tonight against the Wizards back in Motown, so that's been postponed. The Pelicans are still stuck in Denver because they can't get to Dallas. They'll fly tomorrow morning and play the Mavericks tomorrow night. Back to you guys.
Thank you, man. Hey, by the way, did Brock Purdy, he's going to see other opinions, right? Did he see Dr. Phil yet?
I got plenty of time, Brock. Come on over.
The reports the other day did say he was looking at those other opinions, and could it be Tommy John? Could it be just the 6-month repair? And it sounds like John Lynch is saying that they got the second opinion, so expect it to be 6 months.
All right. Well, with that said, I know, Dan, you were talking to me off the air yesterday that you need a quarterback for OTAs and offseason stuff, and if Brock can't play, like, I mean, does that mean Trey Lance is still automatically in the mix? Are they just going to roll with 2 rookie contracts because it's cheap?
Yeah, probably. And if he can return quick enough, I know there's still some questions about Lance, but if he can get onto the field, that would really, I think, help his cause, honestly, in 2023.
How wild is that? The quarterback, that quarterback scenario is weird because you're going to have the guy you give up everything for and Mr. Irrelevant given an equal shot. And you might have to start with Trey, even though everyone's high on Brock because of the injury. And then if Trey Lance plays all right, do we just forget everything Brock Purdy did? Right? I mean, the Niners are good, right? I'm not saying it because they're my team. They're good. So if they started out the first couple games next year with Trey Lance and they looked pretty good, like, I feel like maybe Brock Purdy's story's over.
I also think it's interesting that Shanahan announced that Garoppolo is like completely unlikely, especially now.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code CRSHOW for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
All right. Well, let's talk about tires. Everyone's got a car, right? You have 4 tires. Well, TireRack.com, since 1979, they've been helping everybody find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, and there's just a phone call or click away. Websites packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap. The Tire Decision Guide.
I have that on standby, the Tire Decision Guide.
Always?
Make you answer a few questions, easy breezy.
It's a good read.
Summer Girl. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Kumho Exta tire, the all-season Krugen lineup, and the off-road capable Kumho Road Venture light truck tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day.
In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. They come to your house and do it for you. That is a game changer, my friends. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself.
That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
You getting emotional over there or what?
I'm just thinking about Tom Brady.
Tom!
It could work for him as well. It could work for any of them, right?
Yeah, it could work for anyone.
The Last of Us.
We haven't seen the last of Dr. Phil. He did say he'd be reintroducing old shows and clips here and there, so he'll be live from like his house in his Ebenezer Scrooge nightcap. And
we haven't seen the last of Tom Brady, who is going to be in the Fox booth for 10 years. So
yeah, but he got great advice from Colin Cowherd today. Colin said, you know what, Tom? You know what, Tommy? I'm not here to give you advice, but if I could just give you a little whisper, take a break. You deserve it. You've earned it, buddy boy.
Yeah, relax. Come back to Fox Sports in a year. And we play this because The Last of Us on HBO, getting rave reviews, and this random Linda Ronstadt song.
Well, it's not that random. It's random to bozos who don't know who Linda Ronstadt
is. I'm sorry,
is.
I didn't know much about Linda Ronstadt in the 70s before I was born.
I mean, she's legendary.
I know, but this isn't, I don't think this is her top hit.
She's kind of like, I don't know, famous.
This is her top hit?
You know, my mom would throw her shoe at you for saying that.
Yeah.
She would say, you know she's Mexican, right? She's very proud of that.
All right, put down your chancla, Mrs. Covino. but I will say, they said 5,000% uptick in streams on Spotify and downloads on Apple and all your services.
Three streams a week, that's not that hard to beat.
So Linda Ronstadt is not seeing a dime, though. That's the weird part. Unlike Kate Bush, who saw all that extra money because of Stranger Things, she's not seeing the money.
Kate Bush, by
Where's
the way.
Going?
She sold her music assets a year ago.
Oh, really?
I know. Her and Bieber.
Kate Bush nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2023. That was announced today with some of my favorites, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, Willie Nelson, and more. So congratulations to the nominees.
And by the way, Linda Ronstadt's 76. I don't think she's made millions. She sold her catalog a year ago. I don't think she needs a little extra bump from a TV show. I think she's fine.
But pretty cool to see the comeback there, or to see people actually appreciating some good quality music. I mean, it's kind of sad. I don't rock out to that. I prefer some Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't think anyone rocks out to Long, Long Time by Linda Ronstadt. In fact, I don't think
that's...
I mean,
you kind of do.
I can picture Ramos doing it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Spot, like you and I sit next to
that's
each other.
That's funny because you were playing it the other day. Was he not, Spotty
he
Boy?
He was.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, way to set the mood.
He like was playing it on his phone, placed it in our studio, and just walked away.
It's true.
Let me give everyone a little behind the scenes. We do Fox Sports Radio every day, but every morning, if you want more Covino and Rich, uncensored, where we talk about a lot of stuff, we do a Patreon podcast every morning.
We talk about Ramos behind his back.
If I talk about Ramos, it's always how much I love him. But we do a podcast every morning. So these guys come over to my house. We have a home studio, a whole setup. And in the morning, I have like a wake up chill mix with all, like, honestly.
That doesn't wake me up, though. It's a great song, but it puts me to bed.
To me, I like corny, slow stuff in the morning, like Cat Stevens, Linda Ronstadt. Like, I take a Billy Joel. I take it back to like stuff that reminds me of my parents that they would play on like a Saturday morning.
I mean, I do appreciate yacht rock. I'm not saying that this
it's
is
sort
necessarily
of what I do.
Yacht rock, but I like that vibe, right?
I play like slow.
You give me
acoustic.
A little Seals and Croft, Ramos. I'm feeling pretty sweet.
Maybe a little Christopher Cross.
Oh, yeah.
A little Saline.
Some Sticks.
Little Dan Rundgren.
I'm Sailing.
Todd Rundgren.
I mean, Todd.
Who's Dan?
I meant Dan
his brother.
I combined Dan Fogelberg and Todd Rundgren.
But no, I do think that. We all agree that different moods require different music, right?
I agree.
Like if you're getting pumped up to go play sports or go to a game or you're having a barbecue, that's a different vibe than Saturday morning, maybe throwing the oldies or some yacht rock. That's a different vibe. If you're don't you remember like your mom making pancakes? What do you always say? Your mom would make pancakes and would be blasting oldies when you were a kid.
Oldies.
Oh, that's weird. My mom had gangster rap on when she was making pancakes.
She got Tupac going while she's making those flapjacks.
Explains a lot.
I don't know if that's true or not. I can never tell with Danny G.
No, that's true.
But it's a weird day because it makes you reflect on how much time has passed. Like you just said, Linda Ronstadt, who was featured in The Last of Us this weekend, she's 76. Tom Brady, retired, 45, but long career. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne, 74. Dr. Phil, 72. And here we are, haven't even peaked yet, Covino and Rich.
Don't you know Danny G's childhood weekends? He used to have Wu-Tang waffles, right, Danny?
Oh, Wu-Tang,
yes.
Wu-Tang waffles every Sunday morning. Let's say what's up to Mark in Medford. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I was going to say something about Tom Brady, but you know what? I don't want to talk about his personal life. I will say this much, though. I'm not so sure that he's the perfect role model outside of football that he's made out to be. And you know what, though? That's part of the business. That's part of the business that I don't like. So I don't really want to talk about it. He had a great career, and I wish him luck. I did want to say, though, I knew Linda Ronstadt for a very brief time.
Lucky her.
Oh.
Wow. Well, I don't know about it. I don't know how lucky she was.
Did you court her? Yeah, did you court her back in the day?
Better,
Mark,
when she walked away from me, I tell you that.
Mark, let me ask you. You could tell the Fox Sports Radio Nation, but you got to be honest though. Did you make love to Linda Ronstadt?
I knew Linda Ronstadt. I didn't even know
intimately
that I was with Linda Ronstadt till the moment she walked away from me.
Mark, I'll be honest. I would give you a fake name, too. let's go to Boise Bob.
Boise Bob.
What's up, man? Love you, Mark.
How's it going, gentlemen?
What's up? There to unpack.
I know. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Look, good fences make good neighbors, okay? Okay. And while I appreciate what Mr. Brady has done for officiating in the NFL, I do think I will be missed the most.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Mr. Phil.
No, Dr. Phil.
All right. Well, thank you guys for chiming in and hanging out with Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. Tom Brady, Dr. Phil, and Ozzy all on the same day. Who knew? We'll get to Midweek Major and a bunch more coming up right here on FSR.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.